Next up is Peter Blair and then Luke Sikora Flanders.
Good morning, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the Environmental and Natural Resources Committee. My name is Peter Blair, and I'm a staff attorney with Conservation Law Foundation, specifically CLF Zero Waste Project. I've already submitted written testimony, so I'll try to be brief because I know you have a long day ahead of you. I would like to point that it's already been mentioned that Pennsylvania and Michigan have taken steps to implement the types of changes that we're sees here in LD 1875, but there's also evidence from New England as well. In New Hampshire, Waste Management, which is the operator of the Crossroads landfill here in Maine, is already required to pre-treat leachate generated from its turnkey landfill facility in Rochester to address the presence of PFAS. The company operates an on-site facility that includes biological and chemical treatment processes that separate and sequester the PFAS from the leachate. In Vermont, the Agency of Natural Resources is working with Casella, who is the operator of the Juniper Ridge landfill here in Maine, to develop a pilot project to begin testing treatment technologies that can reduce and remove PFAS concentrations in landfill leachate. After the pilot project is complete, Vermont intends to scale up the project to manage all leachate generated from Vermont state landfills. The agency actually went through a very comprehensive scoping process to understand the effectiveness and costs of various treatment options and models. And I'd be happy to share that information with you as it'd be helpful for your discussions today and in the work session. Additionally, I would like to say I'm a little concerned by the department's point that they feel that the time is not ready. Last week on Thursday, CLF argued before the Board of Environmental Protection opposing the expansion of the Crossroads landfill. And one of our points was specifically the fact that the leachate generated from that facility, which is almost 500,000 gallons per day, is not being treated for PFAS. The department was receptive to our argument, as was the Board of Environmental Protection, but they pointed to the fact that they have no statutory authority to require pretreatment at this time. They were essentially telling us to make this argument for you, so it's a little concerning that the department seems to be backtracking. I would also note that the state has already gone above and beyond EPA in terms of PFAS standards. The EPA standard is 70 parts per trillion for drinking water, and the state has gone down from that at 20 parts per trillion, showing that we can and should be acting as immediately as possible to deal with these forever chemicals. Additionally, the treatment processes that generally treat leachate to address PFAS are generally a chain of reactions, not just one technology, but multiple technologies. So the concern that should the state move forward now and an additional, let's say, EPA standard comes out that is more stringent than whatever the state classifies, it's not talking about making the entire upgrades to, let's say, the Anson Madison facility irrelevant. You just need to possibly add another type of technology into that treatment chain. So we can and should be moving forward now. In terms of the question of what you do with the filters for the various treatment options, there are ways to stabilize and sequester this material, and that is contained in the Vermont ANR report as well. Finally, I just note that as currently drafted, this only applies to state-owned landfill facilities, so the Juniper Ridge facility, but the presence of PFAS and leachate is something that is of significant concern for private facilities as well. We'd respectfully ask that you consider amending this legislation to apply to all landfills because this problem seriously cannot wait. This bill alone will not address the PFAS crisis. However, it is a significant step forward in how the state manages significant sources of PFAS contamination in our rivers and waterways. Therefore, CLF is urging the committee to vote ought to pass on LD 1875. Thank you for the opportunity to speak today, and I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you so much, Peter Blair. Are there any questions from the committee? I have one question for you. If the committee were to amend this bill to apply to all landfills needing to test leachate for PFAS, are you also suggesting that we amend it to treat as well or just to test?
So testing's already required, I believe, under a law. So it would be for.
You're suggesting we amend it so that all leachate is treated?
Yes.
And do you believe that the state has the capacity to treat that much leachate?
I believe that if the state starts moving now and with the 3-year timeline outlined in this bill, there would be plenty of time to get the system up and running. As I've said, Waste Management, which operates the largest private landfill here in Maine, already has an on-site facility in New Hampshire. They're very familiar with how to get these processes up and running. The Anson-Madison District is already making improvements. So there, I believe, is enough time in this bill to make it work.
Are any of Casella's other facilities required to treat leachate for PFAS and PFOA, PFAS in other states?
Not that I know of, but with Vermont moving forward with the way they are, soon all leachate that comes into Vermont will be managed under this pilot project, which again will hopefully be scaled up in the next 2 years to apply to all leachate managed in the state. And Casella operates both the closed Central Vermont landfill and Coventry operating landfill in Vermont. And they're, I believe, discussing either upgrades to existing wastewater treatment facilities as part of this plan or developing their own on-site facility.
So you suspect within the business model of these landfill management companies that they have the capacity to do this?
I believe they have the capacity. They certainly have the funds. And I believe it's their responsibility since they're the ones creating the leachate.
Thank you. Any other questions? All right, thanks for joining us. And I had invited Luke Sikora-Flanders in to testify, but they declined. So if you are interested in coming in, I will invite you one more time. And if you're not, you could just put your hand down. That would be great. And in the meantime, Heather Spaulding is here to testify.
Good morning, Senator Brenner and Representative Tucker and members of the Environment and Natural Resources Committee. My name is Heather Spaulding and I'm Deputy Director of the Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association.